A gospel work going on in downtown Fresno since 1955. I'm talking about the good work of the Evangel Home of Fresno, ministering to women and children in crisis. This is the weekly radio voice of the Evangel Home. I welcome you to Heartline, and may I introduce your Heartline host, Jim Tuck.
Well, Ken Adams, we appreciate so much as always. Friends, I wish you could meet Ken. He's a treasure, but he's just a voice to most of you, and that's enough for now, I suppose. But thanks again, Ken, for putting together Heartline. We're in Jerry Brenneman's office. Jerry's the director of all things Evangel Home, and it's a delight every week, or nearly every week, to sit down and talk with Jerry. And usually, Jerry, we have a guest, one of the residents here in one of the programs, sometimes a staff member, sometimes a volunteer, but and sometimes just you and me. But today we have a guest, and her name is Gloria. Your turn.
We have never had just you on the show.
No, but I was a guest one time. Ken did the interview, and I was the guest.
Hmm? All right. You know, it's funny because I remember years ago before you took over when I think Mr. Hofer was, he was still actively involved in the production of things then. And we were in between hosts, and I remember him coming down to see me and bringing a microphone and a recording machine at that point, cords everywhere, and saying he thought I could do it. I could just sit here every week and record somebody. And I probably could. But it really loses something if we don't have that third voice that you provide, or just you as sort of the inside outsider that knows enough about what's going on to tell our story, but not so much that you don't ask interesting questions. So I can't imagine doing this just by myself. So thank you, Mr. Tuck, as well as Mr. Adams. Thank you, thank you.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure. I look forward every week to getting down here. So we don't know much about Gloria.
We don't, because we didn't need to. And as I was saying before we went on the air, Gloria is one of the reasons that we are here. And many times I'm asked what our success rate is. And I think for that question, people are expecting an answer based on how long people stay here, maybe, or how many graduate. But we can never forget that our first point of entry is the crisis home. Mm-hmm. And that's all we had for many, many years. And we can't forget that this is a key part of the ministry. And so Gloria came, I think, in December?
Yes.
Because she was in a situation where the home where she was living burned, and she had to leave, find a new place. And came here. I think the Red Cross referred her here, sent her here. So that's how I know Gloria. Hasn't been a need to get real deep into where she's going or what she might need help with. She's been very focused. She knew she needed a place to live and was able to take advantage of everything we offered and also give back in a wonderful way. Sweet personality, takes care of business, takes care of her kids. And we all have really enjoyed having lunch with her and the kids. She has a little guy named Robert, who every day Robert would start talking more and more and more. Yeah. And it's just been a treasure to watch that. So that's my introduction to Gloria. I almost did the whole show for you, Gloria.
Well, Gloria, what an interesting beginning. I mean, your residence burning down. What happened?
A Christmas tree. The lights on the Christmas tree.
It was
like two apartments down.
Okay. Wow. You know, you lose track of that sometimes. That's still happening with LED lights that are out there, the cool lights. Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Easton.
Okay. A lot of family?
Yeah, with family.
You have brothers and sisters?
No, I have one sister.
Okay.
And my parents.
Okay.
Family.
Yeah. Well, what was it like at home? Everybody get along and everything cool?
Everybody got along. It was nice until the Lord took my grandmother, and that really breaks down. Then 2 years ago, the Lord took my dad.
Okay. So some serious losses in recent history. So your apartment burns to the ground. What was your first thought when you realized, wow, I don't have stuff and no place to go?
My first thought is like, how was I going to get through this? It's like, it was a big change. Like, what am I supposed to do next?
Yeah. So did you contact family?
Yes, I did, but everybody's like, you know, it's really funny how when you think family has your back, but they really don't. When you have to go to complete strangers, they, you know, they help you more than your own family does.
Mm.
And, you know, sometimes, Jim, that is true. Unfortunately, no matter where we are in life and no matter where we are in the income scale or the experience scale, sometimes, for some reason, it is easier to get help from people you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's one of the things Evangel Home does best. We help people we don't know, and yet I think they feel real comfortable here. I'm curious to find out when Gloria went from her burned apartment to here what that was feeling like, too.
So, yeah, that was going to be my next question. The Red Cross referred you here. You called. They said, come on in, right?
Yes.
Excuse me. So you arrived here with Robert?
Yes.
In a suitcase?
Yes, and Sophie and Sabrina, my daughter.
Okay. How old is she?
She's 11 months.
11 months, okay. So you arrived here, knocked on the door. The door answered. You walked in. You look around, and you thought,
scared, where am I going next? I was like, you know, how's it going to be here? You know, I was scared. But after a couple of days, your scaredness goes away. The staff is so nice. You know, everybody around you, the women here are helpful to you, you know. And everybody shows you love around here. So it's like, you know, and now it's going to be 2 days for me to leave. It's like, now I don't want to leave.
So you found some place to go?
Yes, I did. I found some place I can call home. That's those 28 days that I was here, you know.
Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit more about expectations. Have you ever been in a program before?
No, it's the first time.
So you didn't know what to expect when you knocked on this door. You didn't know if you're going to get a dormitory or, you know, what kind of environment you're going to find.
No, I didn't. I didn't know at all. I was scared.
Yeah.
You know, I'm curious, when you called, because I know we don't always have room as soon as people call. Did we have room then, or did you have to keep calling?
The next day, she set me an appointment for 11 o'clock.
Okay.
And that same day, she accepted me. I didn't have my children with me. My uncle brought me, so I had to go back pick up my kids from his house. Okay. And I came back.
Well, we're thankful that we had an opening. I'm curious if we hadn't, because that's a real super emergency. We don't get a lot of women in here whose houses are burned down.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's one of the ones we would try very desperately to help, even if we didn't have room.
Mm-hmm.
We can get very creative sometimes in our housing capabilities. We just might have done that for Gloria.
Yeah, I would be comfortable saying, you know, by a huge majority, the women who are here, largely a result of some poor decisions somewhere along the line.
I'm always, when I talk about reasons for homelessness, and there are so many reasons, Jim, and the homeless population, the really hardcore homeless population, is so full of mental illness.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, we are not going to change so many issues in this country if we can't grapple with the mental health of people.
Mm-hmm.
But so many of our women, you're right, they didn't just suddenly get homeless like Gloria. It's been a pattern,
mm-hmm.
and they might have inherited that pattern.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when I've seen little kids begin to expect mom's aid, which used to be a check, and now that's all different. But they were so used to thinking the government was really the one who paid them because that's all they knew.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't want kids to keep growing up thinking that that's, mm-hmm. that's who's always going to take care of them, and yet that's what we have. So we now have second and third generation homeless women because their mothers maybe didn't ever choose a good guy, dragged their kids through the same things they went through. I'm getting phone calls now from some very, very desperate young women who were here with their mothers. And the young women are now meth addicts. And there's a new meth out there. It's a cheaper one than meth. I can't remember the name of it. I think it starts with a B. So people get hooked on that first. It's cheaper before they get into real meth. And, Jim, I just don't think there's a whole lot of things that ruin a person's soul as much as meth does.
Yeah.
So that's totally apart from Gloria's story. Mm-hmm. But you're right.
Thankfully.
There's so much of that inherited poor choosing. Mm-hmm. That I really applaud our women who can not only turn it around, but just stop it.
Yeah.
Even if they can't quite turn it around, just stop and say, I don't like this.
Yeah. Well, Gloria, you're here because somebody else burned her Christmas tree, yeah, caught your apartment on fire, and down it went. Did you lose most of your belongings?
Quite all of them.
Wow. So what are your plans now? I mean, how do you regroup? I mean, where do you get clothes? Where do you get stuff? I mean, how does your life go on from here?
Well, clothes we got here for the Vagil home, and just have to start all over.
We can help provide some stuff, so make sure you give us, when you get to your apartment, and like even if you need a little microwave or something, we might have such things, but we need to know what you need. I'm curious, maybe, Gloria, here. I saw you talking to Pete today after chapel. Has chapel been real helpful to you?
Oh, yes, it has.
Talk about that a little bit.
I look forward to chapel every day in the morning and the evening, and it helps get my day going.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know, in the crisis shelter, chapel attendance is required twice
mm-hmm.
a day.
Mm-hmm. It is, and not everyone can be here at both times because women do work, women do have other things, but that is a requirement, and not everyone is a believer. And all we ask is that they stand when we stand, sit when we sit, and be respectful.
Yeah.
Our job is not to convert everybody in chapel. Our job is to get out of God's way and let Him do it.
Nice. So do you have employment looking down the road?
I'm going to see if I can start Hills College. I was going to start Hills College four months ago, but with my little one being a daycare, you know, babysitter, and it's hard because, like Jerry said, the help is not out there no more. You know, I'm a single parent. It's just me. And I have these two children. I have three other children that are teenagers.
Oh, my word.
I have a 19-year-old, and a 17-year-old, and a 16-year-old.
Wow. Well, want to wish you the best.
Well,
sorry about your apartment. Jerry, nice to meet you, Gloria. And
nice to meet you, too.
It's nice to hear the reports that you've been such a willing and helpful participant in the process here in your 28 days at Evangel Home. So Lord bless you as you move ahead with Him. Jerry, we got about 10 seconds. You want to say thank you for the folks who've made the upcoming kitchen remodel possible?
I guess that's what I'll say is thank you. We have drawn up the plans, the blueprints. The guys were here last week. And the destruction should begin momentarily, and then the construction will begin in February.
All right. Well, again, thank you so much, my listening friends. Paper products, always a big need here. So anything you need in the way of paper products and...
Especially during the kitchen remodel, because we're going to be doing a lot of paper plates, and we're really going to need help with prepared food.
Prepared food. Okay, so there you hear. And if you need more information, call us 264-4714. We're completely out of time. Thanks, my listening friend, for joining us on today's edition of Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
The Evangel Home of Fresno. Find them online at evangelhome.org. That phone number and the 559 area code, 264-4714. God bless you, and thanks for joining us for this week's edition of Heartline, the radio voice of the Evangel Home of Fresno.